Hello, ocean enthusiasts and story seekers. Welcome to our very first podcast, where we'll submerge into the depths of the most intriguing sea stories and uncover the secrets that ripple beneath the waves. We are ready to navigate through tales of marine marbles and aquatic mysteries. So anchor down, get comfortable, and let's set sail into the vast blue. I'm your host, Lexi Liu, and welcome to Below the Fin. At least 33 confirmed unprovoked shark attacks have been reported in the Bahamas since 1580. So that's quite a stretch. Why is this a lot and why might it not be? Let's talk about it. With the most recent attack being on a 10-year-old boy from Maryland. That is so sad. He is so young and, you know, just never a good story to hear. This attack happened just before 4 p.m. on January 15th. So it was very recent. But luckily, this boy did not sustain life-threatening injuries. Now, I can only imagine how scary that must have been for all of the parties involved. And I know some of you may be thinking how scary and unprovoked sharks and can be and all that, but that doesn't happen to be the case here at all. And I'm going to tell you why. This incident happened at Atlantis Paradise Island's Blue Adventures. Something very interesting to note is this did not happen in the ocean. Like most shark attacks we see and hear about, this actually happened inside of a shark tank that the resort offered. The attraction opened in 2006 and was said to be the first guest-related injury. Now, I'm not sure if that means employees have had issues or maybe a separate party, but the tank consisted of reef sharks and nurse sharks, which is a very different species than what we usually think of when it comes to attacks. Typically, we're thinking of the great whites or, you know, of a shark of much bigger size. But that was not the case here. The diving instructor and the guide rendered aid to this young boy, where he was later taken to a hospital close by, before he was eventually airlifted back into the United States. I want to start by saying, I just returned home from a vacation to the Bahamas. And it was just a few days ago that I got back, and with such a love and fascination with these beautiful animals, I will be the first to admit, I wanted to take the private boat over to see the pigs and the nurse sharks that you can swim and you can feed. I mean, it's so beautiful there. And, you know, it's just, it's a really cool once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm from Massachusetts, so we have Cape Cod right there with a bunch of great white sharks and things like that. But, you know, something about being able to see these sharks in the Caribbean is just, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. However, I did refrain from going over to those islands. It was a very long boat ride. I was staying in Little Exuma, but that wasn't quite my only reason for not going. I think that there is that kind of voice in everyone's head that always suggests these animals should not be manhandled by humans. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get to see these beautiful creatures up close. Same as your average petting zoo. You love to go, but deep down you know that that giraffe should not be in that cage. Maybe it's that there is no underwater zoo or that we can't go see a great white shark at SeaWorld. It's getting to see that underwater experience that not many ever get to see up close, let alone swim with, so we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars as humans to be able to do so. However, what distress are we causing to these animals? That's the only question I can think of. Imagine having the whole ocean as home, and suddenly you have a tank with the same fish and people and scenery. I mean, I think I speak for most when I say, I'd go crazy too. I mean, what damage are we causing to these animals? We think just because nurse sharks can be more gentle than your average great white, that it's okay for us to be personable with them. But that's not the case at all. Now, in no way, shape, or form was this particular attack anybody's fault. It's so heart-wrenching and an absolute tragedy. However, I, as one, believe this resort should be taking some sort of fault. They have stated the tank will be closed for further investigations and yada yada, but is that really enough? I mean, imagine you as a human were in the wrong place at the wrong time and suddenly a big net came down, swooped you up, and now you're a tourist attraction. This case is unique and so very heartbreaking. My deepest condolences to the families and really all parties affected. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I just think it's sad in all aspects. Now, this next case is not so lucky, and viewer discretion is advised. If you have noticed a similar pattern here, we are talking about the last three recent shark attacks in the Bahamas. So buckle down and get ready, because just like our last one, we have some even more crazy ones. So this particular case takes place on December 3rd. So this one happened just 1 month before the last 10-year-old victim. So very close together. And this one occurred less than a mile off the western end of New Providence Island in the Bahamas, of course. It was a 44-year-old woman who was attacked. Now, let me just say, this one hits a little close to home. Literally, for me. This woman was a Boston woman, and I live in Massachusetts, so she was just down the street from me. This happened just 3/4 of a mile off of the shoreline. It occurred just after 11 a.m. It's said that the woman had been paddleboarding with a male relative. The woman was rescued by a boat as a lifeguard witnessed the incident, where the lifeguard was then able to render CPR on her and reach her by boat. She unfortunately later succumbed to her injuries. So that's very tragic and just absolutely heart-wrenching. And my heart goes out to, you know, everyone involved, of course. It's still unclear what species killed this woman. However, it's suggested to be either a tiger shark, Caribbean reef, or a bull shark. And we all know bull sharks are notorious for it. Those are the most common bite frequencies in the area, so those are the sharks that unfortunately are being blamed, whether they did it or not. Now, let's talk about why, or maybe why not, this could have happened. I think we all have heard how similar humans and seals may look from under a surf or paddleboard. I mean, I remember being told this as a child, and, you know, you'd jump in your backyard swimming pool, and you'd make your friend, you know, lay on a boogie board, and, you know, when you're underwater and you have your goggles on and you look up, let me tell you, a seal and a human are looking a lot alike, especially for these animals who are colorblind. Now, I don't want to take away from tragedies and heartache these attacks have caused, but rather question why shark attacks come to light so often, yet they're just so unlikely. Statistics say that on average, 63 shark attacks a year in the whole entire world occur, where there are 4.5 million dog attacks each year. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm an avid animal lover of all animals, and I love my dogs more than I love life. But how is it that we have people so scared of the ocean and developing such a hatred for these beautiful animals? We have our dogs in our homes, maybe sleeping in our beds, and we trust and love them so much. Now, I know your average shark attack isn't comparing to your average dog attack. However, you'd think by those statistics, we have had much more to worry about at home. And if that wasn't enough to convince you, 30 to 50 people are killed by dogs each year, where only 14 are killed by sharks. My point is, we can't be scared of sharks in the ocean, just as we can't be scared to walk into our house and cuddle with our furry friends after a long work day. Now, those statistics are pretty crazy. And I know what you might be thinking, you know, a shark attack and a dog attack, those are so different. You know, a chihuahua biting me versus, you know, a 20-foot shark is just two completely different things. And I could not agree more. but how often are you in the water versus on land? You know, which case is more likely to cause you harm? It's just something I think we should think very more about as humans, because, you know, a lot of people are very scared about the ocean or sharks, or, you know, they're even going as far as hating sharks and killing them and just doing all types of terrible things. And really, what's our fear? You know, what are we so scared of? Now, this last incident that we're going to dive into is a slightly different case than the few we just spoke about. Of course, we're still in the Bahamas. This one took place on Tiger Beach, which is, oh my goodness, somewhere I would love to go. It is so, so beautiful. And, you know, I feel so terrible and disheartened for this woman. So let's get right into it. It is said that a 47-year-old German woman was on a diving expedition when this incident took place. So in this expedition, the goal was to encounter tiger sharks. So they wanted to go down there and, you know, dive with these beautiful animals. And the incident occurred on November 21st, just after 10:30 a.m. So also something to note, these are also very similar times, but not typical times we'd think of. I think most of us know, you know, the sharks, they feed at sunup, sundown, and, you know, dawn, dusk, whatever. So very odd time frames. I want to say when I was in the Bahamas, the sun came up around, you know, 6. So this would be a later in the day lunch snack, if you will. Back on track. In some reports, it is said that this woman was dragged under the water by the shark and just never reappeared. In others, some are not so sure it was a shark, as it is said that the shark was never actually seen. However, it was later that searchers recovered her shark-damaged diving gear. It still remains a mystery if this woman was dragged to the ocean floor by a shark or sharks, or if she suffered a medical emergency that later resulted in, unfortunately, sharks feeding. Now, please correct me if I am misunderstood, but her body has never been recovered to this day. I couldn't find any information saying otherwise. So, you know, of course, I never want to put out misinformation. So please, you know, let us know if you've heard something different. But anyway, now let's talk about why this incident of all is so special. Now, this was a dive into the ocean to watch these magnificent creatures in their natural habitat, not in a cage or a tank or, you know, just to be one with nature, which is truthfully something I would love to do. This case is particularly saddening because this is something just not only me, but so many shark enthusiasts, maybe even you at home listening. You know, it's something we've all kind of dream about, or maybe some of us do it. I'm not sure. But either way, it is an absolute tragedy. However, I do think it's important we remember we are entering these creatures' homes. I can't say it enough. At the end of the day, you are in their living rooms, right? So there is always that, you know, is there one here? Is there one there? Is, you know, it's even when unprovoked, you can't just expect. And, you know, we cross our fingers that they'll be inviting. And I personally wholeheartedly believe that most of these animals are fairly inviting. However, we can't forget that these animals are wilds, and we do resemble many things on their everyday menus. Larger fish, seals, I mean, you name it. Now, something else I want to talk about is why the so-called Tiger Beach is so important here. So Tiger Beach is a small and shallow sand flat where tiger sharks are known for gathering. Tiger Beach is located about 20 miles off of Grand Bahama's west end. This is a landmark where divers go to get amazing photography and up-close experiences with these sharks. Some of these sharks have fame, as they have names and personalities that are known so well by many. So I don't know about you, but, you know, you can Google up some of their names, and if you follow any researchers or whatever, you can actually find a lot of these sharks. One of my favorite sharks I remember was Goliath, the great white shark. I'm not sure if anyone remembers her from Shark Week, but that was a really cool story as well. So it's very interesting to learn that these sharks were kind of, you know, like a very popular landmark to see. So it's very, very interesting. But let us know what you think of this story, and better yet, basically all three of these stories. It's heart-wrenching. It's saddening. It can happen to anyone. But I think it's important to spread awareness on, you know, what did happen. Are these sharks really cold-blooded killers, or are they just an animal trying to feed the same way that we do, really? All right, but that is a wrap on today's ocean adventure, folks. We've dived deep into some truly jaw-dropping stories and surfaced with a newfound respect for the mysteries of the sea. Remember, the ocean's beauty is matched only by its unpredictability. So let's always give it the respect it deserves. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I can't wait to share more thrilling stories with you next time. I'd love to talk maybe next time about New Smyrna Beach, so definitely stay tuned for that, and keep on making waves until our next podcast. This is Lexi Lewis signing off. I will swim with you later.